Personally, your attitude will be to the environment, Amani Manada. Try to respect, to show respect to anybody you come across. Don't expect any honor or respect from any side to you. Don't expect even that you are a sadhu. The people will give some respect of a sadhu to you. Don't expect that. Amami Manadu, Krishna Nam. In this way, you go on taking the name of Krishna. And Bhaji Radha Krishna Seva Mama Seva. And internally you will aspire after the service of Krishna in Vrindavan as done by the gopis. Mana Radha Krishna Seva Manasa. Both service of both Radha and Krishna. That in Madhur Rasa. You will prepare yourself for the service of that. And outwardly take the name, but don't expect any honor from any side. But you will give honor to all, so that no disturbance may not come to you in your such campaign of life. And more externally, you don't try to get anything palatable, comfortable, or for dress, or for food, or for anything else. And don't mix with this rural talk of the ordinary people at large. Then again, after saying this, again I put you, there is a brick. He gave it to Sarup Damodar as his guardian tutor, but when he revolted and again came to ask something for Mahaprabhu, dishonor to Sarup Damodar. So again, with this, he put his hand to the hand of Sarup Damodar. I am giving him as your guardian. Whatever will be necessary for your good, he will give. He knows more than himself. And this again he put his hand to Sarup Damodar. And then after, and in this way, 16 years he passed in Puri with the company of Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar and other friends, other family of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu when withdrew, most of his servitors also disappeared. He went direct to Vrindavan. Previously he did not visit Vrindavan, heard so much, so he went direct to Vrindavan. But after having a look around, I shall try to give up this body anyhow. No charm of the, for this body any longer. But when he reached Vrindavan, he met Rupa Sanatana and found that Chaitanya Dev is still living here. Sri Chaitanya Dev, he has withdrawn from his lila in Puri, but in Rupa Sanatana, in his order to Rupa Sanatana, they are so busily engaged in dealing with the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev that I find them, him as incarnate in them. They are full of the spirit of Sri Chaitanya Dev, fully captured by Chaitanya Dev, and engage themselves in the highest service of him, his desired service. His representative, true representative of a preaching tendency of Sri Chaitanya Dev, he found in them. And the, to go away from this world, that aspiration left him. No, I shall live with them as long as possible. And the cultivation of what Sri Chaitanya Dev wanted us to give in his teachings. As Krishna is in his name, in his pastimes, he is here. He is here. So So he left the idea of living this world and with full energy engage themselves in the service of Rushmanatha in coalition. Began to live. Sanatan, according to the advice of Sri Chaitanya, he used to take care of all those that came in connection of Sri Chaitanya there. So under their direction, Raghunath lived there a long time. He was connected, came in connection with Mahaprabhu after Rupa-sanatan. After sannyas, Mahaprabhu traveled through the main holy places of the south, then came back to Navadvip, went to Rupa-sanatan, then came back, not in Navadvip, but direct to Shantipur, and there Raghunath met him. So after Rupa-sanatan met as the junior, younger to Rupa-sanatan. So he had no disadvantage to their brother Rupa-sanatan. No trouble with my superior. In age also they are also perhaps superior, senior. And education also, in all respects. So under their care, he lived a long time and dived deep into the rasa. Sri Chaitanya especially inspired Rupa Goswami to deal with this madhura rasa. Raghunath got taste of that. And lived there happily, as up to 80 years or 90 years. So, and through Krishnadas Kaviraj came in his connection, and was inspired by him. And we have got the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raghunath has given us many poems, very sweet poems, fully surcharged with that ecstasy of that transcendental Vrindavan. Virabhu Kusumanjali Stavavuli, Dhruva Goswami also Stavamala, and many good jolly money bhakti rasamrita sindhu, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, all these things. The Nataka, Vidabdha Madhav, Lalita Madhav, they come from Sri Rupa. Hare Krishna, Gaurari, Gaurari, Gaurari. Raghunath Das Goswami is considered to be the acharya of the Prayojan Tattva, the end of our life, highest end of our life is personified in him. Prayojan Tattva Acharya, what is the final necessity, final fulfillment of life? Radha Lakshya, that we find in him. Hare Krishna. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami, at the end of every chapter, Sri Rupa Raghunath Pade Jara, Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna. I, Krishna Das, who is writing this book, in the end of the conclusion of every chapter, I aspire after for the service of Rupa and Raghunatha. I fervently pray to get the direct service of Sri Rupa and Raghunatha. This is my highest aspiration of life. Rupa and Raghunatha, their service. Padre Jaras, my ambition is this, to get the service of these two great personages, Adhira. That servant of these two great masters, I am Krishnadas, I am writing this. It is their writing, all surcharged with their sympathy and blessing. Aspiring after, and not God, not God, but aspiring. My career, who am I? I am a servant, I am aspiring for the service of Rupa Raghunath. How great they are. And that Krishna Bhava. Sri Rupa Raghunath Padigara, at the end of every chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita, these two lines he would write. Sri Rupa Raghunath Pade Jarahas. All my hope, my expectation is to attain the service of the holy feet of these two great parshadam, eternal servitors of Mahaprabhu, loving servitors of Mahaprabhu. That Krishna Das, I'd like to say, present something for you all, my friend. And with so, I have no value, negative value I have got much. Purishir ki dhaiti munshi lovishto. I know fully that I am meanest than a worm in the stool. Jagai madai hoiti munshi pati. The worm known Jagai Madhai as the meanest sinner, but I am more mean than the Mahishi Jagai Madhai Mahishi Papist. So much so, more naam jai shune tar papa, whoever will take my name, he will commit sins. And more naam jai loyalty, no. And whoever will take my name, his merits, his punna, his purity will be lost. His punna, his good merit will be lost. Purity will be defiled. And who will take my name, who will hear my name, his punna will be finished, diminished. And who will take my name, he will commit sin direct. Such, I am such a type of jiva. But great Nityananda Prabhu's ocean of mercy anyhow came on my head and took me to this position. I am mentioning here about the about my elevated position. I am not ashamed to express that I have got this Rupshanathan, the Vrindavan, all these Radha Govinda, Madanma, I have got. I have no shame that I say, assert that I have got so many things. But if I do not say so, I will be ungrateful to Nityananda Prabhu. I have nothing, I have got such position. I am such and such, low, meanest of the mean. But Nityananda Prabhu's grace has taken me here. I can't deny. If I deny this, then I will be ungrateful to Nityananda Prabhu. It is his grace that has taken from my family life to Vrindavan and Rupa Sanatan, all these scriptures, the divine love, Govinda, Madan Mohan, all these things. I have got something at least. I must have to commit that. And it is only the grace of Nityananda. But as my real position, I am meanest of the mean than the worm of the stool, than the sinners, than the Jagai Madai. And he will take my name, he will commit sin, who will hear about my name, he will lose his purity. Such is Nisala. That's Kariya Hari Vashna. And also say, I show my reverence to those who will come to read this book, and those that will hear also. The future listener, and we will have discussion. We will come in connection with this book. I show my honor and prostrate on their feet. Read this book, I fall flat on their feet. Because I am fully conscious that there is something which is unstable, unestimably great, less than great. Ehi grunta lekhai, mure madana mohan, amar likhan jana sukero pachan. I am conscious, I am so aged, infirm, my hand is always trembling, I can't see, can't hear, still, because the Vaishnavas ordered me, I tried, I am writing all these things. This is not my writing, O you audience, it is Madan Maha. He is making me right. It is not mine. Mine is. I am an instrument. I am fortunate that I have become an instrument to this great treaty. In this way, Kaviraj Goswami is representing himself. And he is the disciple of Das Goswami, Raghunatha. When Jamnava Devi he went to have a tour in the Vrindavan, there it is mentioned, Raghunath Das perhaps he is going away from this world, taking very slowly the name of Krishna. And the Kaviraj, Krishnadas, he was seen standing by his bed. I found him in Radhakund. Raghunath in his last time taking the name, and the Kaviraj is attending, standing by his bed. Mentioned in Bhakti Ratnagara, Jamnava Devi, the beloved wife of Nityananda Prabhu. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Today I am told the birthday of Abhiram Goswami. He was one of the 10 friends of Nityananda. He was in Hooghly, somewhere he had his abode. Abhiram. He was Sri Ram Sakha in Vrindavan. Physical strength. Baladev had the greatest physical strength, and next Sidham. So Nityananda, Baladev, and Abhiram is Sidham. When once Nityananda went in tour to his house, and followers of Nityananda is Balaram, Nityananda is Balaram. Oh, is it? Is he Balaram? Then I can test him. In Vrindavan, only Balaram could catch me when I take a running a race. After touching, I shall take I was beginning to run, and none could followed me. Only Balaram. He, only 2.5 steps, he could catch me. I want to make an experiment with Nityananda. This way, it was arranged. And the touching Nityananda Prabhu gave a good running. And then Nityananda Prabhu jumping, caught him. Yes, you are Nityananda. You are Balodri. You are Balodri by a long time, and the Srinivas Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, he went to see that still one person, one contemporary of Mahaprabhu, I want to see him. And he went with the expectation to honor him as Guru, superior. And Abhiram also heard, but the Srinivas is a good boy and very devoted nature. To attest him, showing something, oh, Srinivas, do you find what is that? It is a snake, oh, it is a snake, oh, it is coming. No, no, it is only that the straw made rope. Oh, yes, it is true. No, 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 snake, snake. Whatever he sees, ignoring his own sense experience, whatever comes out from his mouth, Srinivas accepts that in full confidence. Such should be the degree, the intensity of our faith in the advices of our Guru. Only this is snake, No, no, this is rope. Whatever comes from his mouth, he sees that. But not the thing, not possible. But Barclay, or coming from above, it is that, he sees. Not any physical representation has any value to him. So given, so much given to the higher masters, as a sent person sold their faith and confidence to the master above. That his word is showing things outside. Now this, next second, second this, next second that, next second this. Full faith there. No faith in the mundane praying. These have to be learned by us. How much attention should we give to the Shruti, to the Veda, to the Aptavakya, to the sayings of our masters, Gurudev. And this mundane presentation to us, to our senses, of no value. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Nidhava.
Maharaj, is there a story about Abhiram Das Thakur and this, once he picked up a large branch?
Yes.
That story?
He has so his strength he showed that Sholo Sanyas Kastaburi Bansi. He made of a big trunk of a tree, treated it as his flute. And that trunk was so heavy that Sholo Sai, one Sai means carried by four persons.
Sholo.
That is one Sai. Sai means a frame of this type, and the poor man puts in his shoulder. Here one, here one, here one, here. And this frame is called as shrine. So 16 shine. What can be carried by 16 such? So, Chalsalam Choshati, 64 persons carried. That weight, a trunk of a tree, he easily held it and put it in his mouth as if he is playing with fruit. Solo Shaya Kastra Dori Bhamsi Kharidharina. He treated that trunk as his fruit. That so physical strength he had. And the Nityananda Prabhu had more strength than him. Madhvacharya was very strong. It is written in a twenty or so strong men can lift a stone. That stone was taken by his left hand and replaced somewhere, and it is written there in that stone. Madhvacharya, ekohasti na anita asida, sthapita asida. It is written in that stone, we are told. With one hand, he took this, removed this stone and placed it here. And that is so heavy that 20 strong men can carry or cannot carry, something like that. Madhvacharya is considered to be the incarnation of Hanuman, Bhima. Krishna and Bhima, Vyasadeva and Madhvacharya. Krishna, Bhima and Ramchandra, Hanuman. In Ramchandra who was Hanuman, when Krishna avatar, he was Bhima. And in Vyasavata, he was Madhva. They say like this. The incarnation of Hanuman and Bhima are very strong and crazy. Gaur Hari Bol.
Did Abhiram Das Thakur, did he compose anything?
Don't think so.
No. This Nityananda Charitamritam is something else.
I do not know. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai, Nidai. What's the time?
9:20.
Quarter past nine. Hare Krishna. I feel tired. The fighting persons, they used to
put, sorry,
there is some sort of stocking made up of their skin, and this friction when they are
throwing
the bow, the friction on the hand against that their skin is generally used. Very hard. Gundhika.
Does this Gaudika, does it have poison, Maharaj, from the mouth? Does it have poison?
Poison?
Yes, does it?
So it is crucified under the grass of snake. Poison.
It is poisonous. They are poisonous.
You see, the poison in the, from the mouth. Mm-hmm.
He is asking, is there poison?
Maybe.
Oh, you don't. They are very afraid, though. They run away when they see people. They eat snakes.
No, no, no.
We have heard that they eat snakes.
That is mongoose.
Mongoose's diet.
Mongoose, they live on the snake. Ante. Yes. the snake and the mongoose, horse and the buffalo, Ohinokulam, Asamhisham, and then another.
Natural enemy.
Natural enemy.
Lion and the elephant.
Asamhisham, Ohinokulam, and some other group. Kakulukiyo, crow and owl.
Owl.
Natural enemy.
Crow and owl.
Kakulukiyo. Kak means crow and odu means
owl.
Owl. Kakulukiyo, Asramahisha and Ohinokul. Natural enemy.
Peacock is also natural enemy of cobra.
Huh?
Peacock and cobra, they don't...
Peacock.
Peacock.
Yes. That is one-sided palace. From the peacock.
From the peacock's peacock. Point of view.
And not from the snake.
Oh.
They won't attack peacock.
Oh.
But here, both the parties... Whenever they meet, they
will fight each other.
Fight with each other. It's owl gets crow at night. At daytime, they can't see. So they are prey to crow. Mm-hmm. At night, if the owl finds any crow, he will kill it surely. Both are enemies to both.
How is it that the horse and water buffalo?
Horse and the buffalo.
How?
If they meet, they generally they fight. Which one? And also, the vegetable is rank. This. Green plantain and the ginger.
Green plantain and ginger. They don't go together.
They don't harmonize. Whereas that is also said. The alai kaskalai. And they are enemies to one another.
If you eat the two together, does it cause some difficulty in the stomach?
Perhaps.
Also the Vaishnavas and the Mayavadis. Whenever they meet, they fight.
I wrote one verse about Guru Maharaj. Maya badati mingidu daragatam uddhikta jiva. Mayavad has been described as a timingid. Timingid means it is supposed that there are so many, such a big animal in the ocean that can devour that whale. Timingido. Gido means you can swallow. Those big animals that can swallow a whale. There is a conception that such animal lives in the ocean. So Mayavad has been described as Timingido, as in Srimad Bhagavat, Bhishma Drona Timingido, or something mentioned as in the war of Kurukshetra in Bhagavatam. Timingido. They are very furious warriors. Just like a whale eater They are exceptional brave warriors. And Krishna saved the Pandava from those great Vaidikas, Bhishma, Drona, etc. It is mentioned. Vishnu Drona Tiringido. So I have used Tiringido as Mayavadis. They are Tiringido. And they come to compromise with every religious section. I accept your creed wholesale. You accept that above that is non-differentiated, non-specified Brahma. We have the compromise made with the Shakta, the Shaiva, the Ganapatya, Saura, Agni Upasak, Shankaracharya effected a compromise between all these sections. Only accept that Brahma is above all. And I accept in total all your activity. In this way, made a compromise against the Buddhism. And really, what he gave, Mahaprabhu says, it is nothing but Buddhism. But Shankaracharya delivered to the people ultimately. Because he did not accept the eternal individuality of Jiva soul. Jiva soul is temporary. Only one non-differentiated, non-specified manas of infinite consciousness is true, or all else is under illusion. That is Mayava. Sloka Dhinu Parokkhami, Shankar says, with great pride, that what the others have expressed by crores of sentences, only in a half sentence I shall give the gist of that. What is that? Sloka Dhena. Only by half sloka I shall express the whole truth. What the others, by crores, millions of slokas, could not really give them to. What is that? Brahma Satyam Jagat Mistha Jiva Brahma Ivanapara. Only Brahma is true and the world is false and the Jeev is nothing but that Brahma. Here what we find in the Maya is a parvata reflection. It has got no truth. It is parvata reflection. Just of the sun or moon, any reflection in the glass or in the water, something like that. But real moon or sun is on the sky, that is true. All else is false. Brahma Satyam or Jagat Mitha or Deep is no other thing but reflection of them. That is, the whole truth is summarized here. But the Vaishnava says, here it is false. What you say, Brahma, that is a cosmic thing, a system, organized world, and everything is there in your Brahma. What you see, Brahma, an unknown, unknowable, and that is known and unknowable, when we are 100% submissive to that. That is the real world, that is our home. And Jeev is eternal, immortal. Soul is immortal, individual soul. And that has got a position there. Chitvilas. Parabrahma is there. Brahmanui Patishtaham, it is there. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma no sochitina kankari samasadvish mad bhakti lavati param. First you become realize that you are Brahma. Then you should come to serve me in that place. And when you are identified with flesh and blood, the real devotion does not begin there. Real devotion, dedication begins when you can think yourself you are a conscious unit, your soul, and not this body or mind. above this, your soul, a particle of soul. You have got entrance there. And the world of that big soul, Paramatma above Brahma, Parambrahma. The whole philosophy is there, and nothing to do here. It's here, and you have to get out of this entanglement. What you say, Brahma, then that is the home, that is our home, infinite. Back to God, back to home, home is there. In the plane of soul, spirit. And we have come to identify with the body or the mental system, that is false, that is Maya. But we find ourselves in the dream, that is the mental system, that is also false, temporary, and this body is also temporary. But the soul living within that body we find in dream, there is the soul spark, that body moving here and there according to its false karma. And we must relieve that soul which is within the body we find ourselves in our dream, and that will go to live in the... And that is all light. The body is a dead thing. The mind is also so, more or less. But really the conscious unit is within the mind. That is not vague, that is not imaginary. That is concrete thing. And what we think to be concrete here, this is all false. All gets dissolved, dissolution. And disappearance. But that is a permanent unit. Permanent unit, that is not a part of ignorance, that is full knowledge, spirit, light. There we are. And there we are quite safe and perfect. In perfection, we are in that point where what is at present ignored and forgotten by us. That is soul proper is our identification proper too. Mamivangsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. And that is the part and parcel of the eternal potency of the Lord. Mamivangsho, nothing but it is my part. In other words, it is the part of my potency, particular potency.